wonderful to have you join us on another episode of the CX Breakroom. My name is Sheetal, and this is a podcast where we bring you exciting conversations with people who are subject matter experts within the InfoBip universe. The idea today is to explore how customer experience is evolving in a world that is increasingly turning digital first. And we're also going to turn our attention in that context to telcos. They're also witnessing a major shift. They're expected to go beyond infrastructure and actively shape the digital experiences of businesses across industries. Now, this is the evolution from telco to techco. And joining us today to help us unbox and unpack the concept of this evolution is Junke, Head of Operator Partnerships at APAC at InfoBip. And we're going to talk to him about how telcos can tap into new growth areas like SMEs, integrate AI into their offerings, collaborate with CPaaS providers to deliver meaningful, scalable customer experiences. Let me welcome JK, as I think everyone in the industry and certainly everyone at InfoBip knows him. How are you doing today, JK? And welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheetal. All good. Thank you very much. And very interesting introduction. And I'm sure, you know, this is going to be interesting things that everyone is actually looking forward to hear from us today. And let's roll on it. Yeah.
That's good. And you're sitting at just the place that we need you, JK. You've been watching the space evolve for a long time, given your expertise and your background, to help us understand what's driving this evolution, even this transformation that we're witnessing within telcos right now. What's driving them to shift from being traditional connectivity providers to experience enablers. So tell us, JK.
Sure, Sheetal. I guess all of us, we are familiar with telcos. Today, you have your mobile phone next to you. You have internet connectivity at home. So all these are actually powered by the telcos, where they actually provide you connectivity to making phone calls, messaging your friends, and today where they evolve into providing data connectivity for you to stream your videos and etc. So yes, consumer base, this is where they have been actually operating. But because of the number of MVNOs, the number of telcos are growing as well. So the competition is really tight on that space. And that's where telco is actually looking into the enterprise space, because enterprise space, more and more enterprises are actually coming day every day. And you know, the number of enterprises in the country actually could be even more than the population in that country. And this is where the telco actually looking into tapping on those areas. And when we talk about enterprises, it's not just about providing connectivity, because enterprise today, they are not just using the connectivity, but they're looking into other solutions, because these are the solutions that helps the brands or the enterprise to get in touch with the end user. Today, users are more tech-savvy, or let's say more driven on the data layer, right? So they utilize a lot of connectivity to actually get engaged. And this is why you're not just leveraging on just the old ways of communication, picking up phone calls, messaging, or email. People are actually trying to communicate through live chat. And that's where you start to pick up your phone, start to actually check, okay, can I ask them a question? And this is why enterprises are looking into beyond connectivity. And telco find that this is where they can actually grow their business, because it's not just about limiting to what type of solutions, but multiple type of solutions. And that is where enterprises locate, example, telco, because they trust the brand. Everybody trusts the telco because this is a brand that once you actually start to get to know things in the market as a child, they know the telco. While your brands like those solution provider might not be familiar to them. So this is why telco is actually trying to leverage on this and becoming a, let's say, one-stop shop in providing solution plus connectivity, because that's the core. And on top of the core, provide solutions for the enterprises. And this is where also a company like us, InfoBip, with our experts, with our experience and our know-how serving enterprises globally, can actually provide solution to the telco going to market together and take a part of the pie in the market.
Absolutely. And I love the way that you've painted this picture of how customer behavior and experience is being shaped by telcos, and how InfoBip is playing, or organizations like InfoBip playing a big role in helping deliver more value to these customers, engage better, helping brands engage better with their customer rather than just being connectivity providers. But here's the other thing that I was thinking about, right? SMEs are emerging as a major growth segment. And I'm sure in your experience, JK, you've seen some very interesting ways in which telcos have been approaching the SME space. And how does really InfoBip come into the picture in this context of telcos and SMEs?
True. I think SME, when we speak to all the telcos, what they feel is that SME is actually the low-hanging fruit for them. The number of SMEs are huge. Like I mentioned earlier on, the number of enterprises in market could be even more than the population. So all of them shouldn't be a huge enterprise. So predominantly, let's say 70-80% of them would be SMEs in this case. And this is where the largest segment of the market for the telco to actually tap into. And they do feel that most of the time, or more than anything else, they are underserved because they feel that they're only providing them connectivity, but they can actually do more. Because some of these, when you call SMEs, many of these established companies, they don't provide them, let's say, a full-fledged type of service, but more of a self-service type of engagement. So in this case, sometimes the SME feel that they are, let's say, they don't get the attention needed. But on the other hand, for telco, they do have a lot of, let's say, retail outlets. They do have people on ground. And by leveraging on that, because today, example, when the SME, they wanted to get connectivity, first of all, connectivity, then they go to the retail or engage with the telco in this case. And then from there, when they notice that, okay, this telco actually provide beyond just connectivity. And that's where the people in the retail store or the salesperson can actually upsell, cross-sell, or even explain to the enterprises, the SME enterprise, okay, what do they have and how this can solve, let's say today, some of their business problems. So right. this is an area how it's different compared to a real full-fledged solution provider because they are not on the ground. They only have, let's say, example, one office in a country or in a state compared to a telco who has how many? Few tens of retail shop and mostly in malls as well. In terms of SME as well, being such a, let's say, startup, being small-scale companies, they are looking into more affordable and a flexible solution that doesn't require, let's say, deep integration, huge tech investment to work on that. So that's where telco combining with, let's say, partners that able to actually create something simple or easy to adopt solution for the SME to actually adopt. And like in InfoBip, we have platforms that actually help easy to onboard. Users can easily drag and drop. They don't really need the skill set of, let's say, developer or code experts to actually build the code in order to integrate or even send the first message out. Right. They can easily just drag and drop everything. There is an UI, a polished interface.
Since you've given us some great ideas, you clearly are a person who can help us understand. For the benefit of all of our listeners on this podcast, I want to document what an effective collaboration between a platform partner like InfoBip and a telco looks like. So do you have like a blueprint, a template of what goes into building these relationships?
So I would say that for start, we have been working with telco, let's say as InfoBip. You know, we have been working with telco for many years. You know, we started off with just connectivity, like our topic today. We started off with connectivity. So that's where we started the relationship with telco. And we see them emerge or let's say evolutionize their business. And that's where we understand, okay, what is the goal? To have the same goal, how then we as a partner can help them to achieve their goal? Because they're looking for partners that can actually help them to scale or go to the market quicker. Because it doesn't make sense for telco to actually reinvent the wheel. Yes, of course, many they do feel so, but then now the market evolves so quick. Every 1 to 2 years, things change. You know, if you are reinventing your wheel, by the time you have your wheel, people might not using a wheel anymore. So that's why it doesn't make sense to do that from scratch. So this is why what we bring that to them is that low entry, where easy to enter the space without any, let's say, crazy investments compared to doing it from scratch. And of course, the market demand, because the number of SMEs and enterprises in the market are huge. And this is where combining the understanding, that's where we actually kick off or let's say start the collaboration together. And of course, the whole thing here is that for us, working with telco definitely brings a different experience or let's say exposure to the market.
Right. Interesting. And I'm also glad that you brought out that aspect of the fact that it's even large enterprises, not just SMEs, that are, you know, stand to gain from effective collaborations with organizations like InfoBip. Over the last decade, I've heard these isations of many kinds. There's productization, there is servitization. When I heard that, I was like, wow, wait one second, what is that? Now I'm getting acquainted with another one altogether, verticalization. We often hear this term in the context of this collaboration story. So help us understand verticalization in our context.
So verticalization is where you actually have different team, or let's say, or you look into different verticals, or based on, let's say, if they have same needs or same requirements, you actually categorize them together. Example, BFSI because of security, because of banking. So they put all this together. And then, of course, like government, you will be one of these vertical as well. So different verticalization in order to actually provide very tailored approach towards the verticals. When we work together with telco, the whole idea here is that, okay, different verticals, let's say when we go into retail, we do have some successful use cases that they can actually adopt and then reach out to the retail companies or the enterprise on that sector and create that use case for them, or let's say deploy the use case for them. And then along the way, I'm sure different companies, different enterprise, they will have different requirements or let's say different needs. And that's where we will tweak it. And then by tweaking it, this also allows us to actually expand that tweak to the existing customers in other region as well. It's not just limited for them, but others can also utilize or gain out of it. Because, you know, let's say example, in Asia Pacific, the market is very dynamic, diverse as well. So every market will have different needs. You know, right. Something that we deploy for, let's say, the likes of Malaysia might not fit for Taiwan, because the market demand, the pattern of your users' behavior are totally different. And sometimes, example, language as well. AI language is not something that it works across all the languages. So that's why it depends on the scenario. Then you deploy a solution towards that particular problem. So the whole idea of Blueprint is to actually solve real business problems and not just provide a one-size-fits-all solution that you can just use it across in this case.
Absolutely. You know, that makes a lot of sense. You know, now verticalization is making sense from not just a sector perspective to me, but also regions. I realize, oh, yeah, I never really thought of that as a vertical, but it's interesting how you've explained it to us, JK. But, and you also brought up the words or the letters AI, because so far we haven't really spoken about AI, and it does belong in an episode that's titled Telco to Techco. So tell us, what role is AI playing in this shift that we are seeing in the telcos?
Yeah, sure, definitely, Chitel. I think for start, you're not talking to an AI. I'm not an AI, for start. All right? Yeah, but definitely AI is such a big word. And even today, when we are talking to telco, they are actually looking into how to provide AI solutions to the enterprise as well. Because market is talking about AI, but telco, when we're talking about, okay, if we need to, if I need to go into a techco, and AI is a must. I can't be left behind and not providing AI solution. So this is why telco is also looking into partners as well that has the capability to actually provide application layer type of solution riding on AI. And while telco today, as we observe, some of them, they already started to actually provide a GPU as a service where it's provided by the likes of NVIDIA's, where we know that when we talk about AI, NVIDIA name, it's linked together, right? So they're actually providing GPU as a service because helping the enterprise to actually, let's say, process certain things using AI by utilizing the GPU that they have. But they are only providing that while they can actually provide more, where they themselves can actually work together with the provider of AI, utilizing the GPU that they have and providing that full-fledged solution to the enterprise. And this is where we are also talking towards the telco, or let's say discussing with the telco, how together combining with our CPaaS and our SaaS solution where we have AI embedded as well to actually right on top of their GPUs that they actually offer as a service to the market and creating use cases for the enterprises where enterprise today, they can actually utilize, let's say purchase the application or let's say all these AI software, the SaaS and even CPaaS while also utilizing the GPU as a service that actually being provided by the telco. So this is really allowing the telco to move into this sector and operate AI. Because AI part, how we actually working together with the telco is that combining with our expertise and also the AI solution that we are offering, we are able to actually partner with the telco and offer it to the market as well. It's not limited to just telco utilizing it themselves. So different type of AI use cases can be actually produced together with us, partner like us, InfoBip, and offer it to the market or the enterprises.
These are interesting times that we live in. You know, I was just thinking about it when we were talking about transformation, digital transformation and evolution of a particular sector into a different world altogether. And I was thinking of something that you said twice on the podcast about the reinvention of the wheel. And I realized that we don't live in a time anymore when the question is, should I be reinventing the wheel? So some interesting philosophical takeaways for me as well on this podcast, in addition to the knowledge you've given us about this particular sector and how it's embracing a new reality. And it's been fantastic talking to you, really. And for our listeners, as you've heard today from JK, telcos are not just, you know, about connecting people, they're connecting possibilities. And that, I think, is, to me, intensely goosebumpy. And with partners like InfoBip, of course, they're transforming into tech enablers who can serve SMEs. We discussed that at some length, large enterprises as well, entire industries with speed and precision. That's a big one. So thank you so much, JK, for joining us and sharing your experiences and insights on collaboration, capability, all of these coming together to write the next chapter for telecom. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chitelle.